So just to come up for breath for 1 minute, technical first part of the daf, and that is, so we mentioned a whole bunch of different kriyos as it relates to different Yomim Tovim. So just one famous ha'ara that's worth mentioning, and that is that the Gemara said that on Yom Kippur, we read the kriya of Parashas Achrimos, and the Haftarah is Kikoya Ma Ram Benisa. And then by Mincha on Yom Kippur, we read from the Torah again, and this time we read the Parasha of the Arayos, and the Haftarah is what we know as Mafter Yoin. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Shailos HaTshuvos, Rabbi Kiva Eger Simen Chav Dalet, says that there was a Maisa Shahoya Kachoya. He was asked a question, and he wasn't sure what the answer is. And that is, if there's a Chayla Sheyesh Bo Sakana, where the halacha is that he's allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. Machil enoisei akal akal. He's allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. Is he allowed to get an aliyah Yom Kippur mincha? Or is he not allowed to get an aliyah Yom Kippur mincha? What was Rabbi Kiveger's suffix? And just explain it a little bit. Rabbi Kiveger said that on Yom Kippur shachris, it's poshut that this person would be able to get an aliyah. And the reason is because it's Yom Kippur for the person that's eating, just like it's Yom Kippur for the people that are fasting. And being that this person has a shaychus to Yom Kippur, there's no reason in the world that he shouldn't be able to get an aliyah. But Rabbi Kiveger said, I have a suffix. What would be Yom Kippur mincha? Why? So Rabbi Kiveger said, because I'm not sure why we lay Yom Kippur mincha. Right? You ever ask yourself, why is there Kriyas HaTorah in Yom Kippur mincha? You don't lay Rosh Hashanah mincha. You don't lay Sukkot mincha. You don't lay Shavuos mincha. You don't lay Pesach mincha. You lay Yom Kippur mincha. So Rabbi Kiveger said, I have two tzadim. One side is that the reason you lay Yom Kippur mincha is because Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbosah. And just like on Shabbos you lay mincha, so maybe Yom Kippur you should also lay mincha. Oye Shloimah, said Rabbi Kiveger, maybe the reason you lay Yom Kippur mincha is because on a Tainus you lay by mincha. And being that by a Tainus you lay on mincha, so maybe that's also the reason, said Rabbi Kiveger, that you lay mincha on Yom Kippur. Meaning, is the Chayvas Kriyas HaTorah Yom Kippur Mincha because of the fact that it's Yom Kippur today? The Kedusha Sayoyim is Mechayev? Or maybe said Rabbi Kiveger has nothing to do with the Kedusha Sayoyim. For Haraya, the Kedusha Sayoyim of Yontif is never Mechayev Kriyas HaTorah. So why should Yom Kippur be different? Maybe the reason we lay is because of the fact that it's a fast. And on every single fast day, there's a Kriyas HaTorah. Hakol Rabbis, every Tainus Sibur, whether it's Tisha B'Av or any other Tainus Sibur, you always lay from a Sefer Torah on a Tainus. So it's Mestaber then, said Rabbi Kiveger, that would be the Sibur for Kriyas. Or maybe no. Maybe it's true that on Yontif you never lay, but on Shabbos you lay, and Shabbos is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbosayin. So maybe Shabbos is the Mechayev of Kriyas HaTorah. In other words, Yesh Lachgar, why is there Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Kippur? Is the Kriyas HaTorah because of the fact that it's a Shabbos Shabbosayin? And just like Shabbos is Mechayev Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha, so too Yom Kippur is Mechayev Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha. Or maybe the reason there's a Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha is not related to the fact that it's Shabbos, but maybe the reason is it's related to the fact that it's a Tainus. No, ordinarily on the Tainus you would read Vayichal. Now, for whatever reason, we're going to read the parasha of the Arayos. But the point is, maybe it's related to the fact that it's a tainus. L'may nafkemino. So Rabbi Kiveger said the nafkemino would be if somebody has to break his fast. Someone's not fasting. Kiveger said, if the reason there's a Kriyas HaTorah is because it's a tainus, then I think in Svara, someone that's not fasting can't be Oilu L'Torah. If, however, the reason there's a Kriyas HaTorah is because of the Kedusha Sayyim, so if it's because of the Kedusha Sayyim, just because a person's eating doesn't negate in any way, shape, or form his shaychus that he has to the Kedusha Sayyim. So Rabbi Kiveger said, as it relates to Shachris, it's Pashit, the Kriyas HaTorah is the Kedusha Sayyim. So Avada, he can get an Aliyah. And in his story, in Rabbi Kiveger's Maisa Shoya Kachoya, this Choyla was Oilu L'Torah by Shachris. And Rabbi Kiveger said it was Pashit, there was no issue with it. I had no problem with it. But then they asked me, could it be Oilu L'Torah by Mincha? And Rabbi Kiveger said, Nistapakti. So then I really wasn't sure. Because now I have a suffix that maybe the Siba for Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha is taken not related to the Kedushas HaYoyim. Maybe it's related to the Yoyim HaTainus. And if it's related to the Tainus, Rabbi Kiveger is assuming a major assumption. And that is that someone that's not fasting can't get an Aliyah on a Tainus. There are achronim that argue with the whole premise of Rabbi Kiveger. But either way, that was Rabbi Kiveger's suffix. And Rabbi Kiveger came out, he said, that tzarech in ledino. And then Rabbi Kiveger just added one thing, that if it's Yom Kippur, Shechaliyah, is B'Shabbos, it's Pashat, he'd be able to be Oilu L'Torah by Mincha. Because then for sure there's a chi of Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha anyways, al Shabbos. So for sure he'd be able to get the Aliyah. But the question is, if it's Yom Kippur and it's not Shabbos, that was Rabbi Kiveger's famous chakira.